women have been marching through the streets trying to get attention to gender equality and empowerment of women for so many years, since the early 20th century. If we're still marching, then there has to be a change in the approach that we're taking. There has to be women working with men rather than just women in isolation to achieve gender equality. And when put across to the men, the concept of gender equality in a way, particularly in countries where culture is very strong, such as Fiji, we have to put it across to them in a way that is palatable to them so that they're able to listen into us and support us in our endeavours.
The UN hosted the 10th meeting of Women Speakers of Parliament this weekend. What significance can be noted about this year's gathering?
This is the first Women Speakers conference that I've attended. The importance of this, I could see, is the opportunity to network with other speakers and also to speak in one voice in relation to issues of in particular, gender equality, so that there is progress made through the active participation of women speakers and women parliamentarians. We share lessons learned from parliaments that have been successful in getting women to be advocates of gender equality within parliament and to show results of this. So that has been a marked achievement of this 10th conference.
In addition, participants at this event call for greater action in order to achieve gender equality, and gender equality can be reached within one generation. Do you think that is possible in Fiji?
Yes, it is possible. From my view, there's a need to address this right from the basics of people's institution, from the family unit. So when we have the men's involvement, it means that men and women are working together within the family. And if they are at the same level of commitment and passion to achieve gender equality, then there's more likely that we can progress very quickly. But to achieve it within a generation, really the challenge is the different cultures and traditions of each communities. The culture and tradition in Fiji is such that women needed to work extremely hard to change the mindset of men. Not only men, to change the mindset of women as well, so that women appreciates that with the concerted effort of all women, we'll be able to progress in what we're doing. So it may not take a generation, but based on what we have achieved so far, we are making strides in the achievement of this. So the outcome of our efforts should be achievable.
Is there anything that you think is important about this event or about the topic, particularly with the focus on women, that you think is important to mention?
Firstly, we appreciate that to achieve real development, and has been highlighted in this conference, gender equality is very important. We cannot ignore 50% of the population. Secondly, we have the UN and the IPU who are prepared to provide all assistance that they can to coordinate the achievement of SDGs and also help in the capacity building programs that we may have parliamentarians. And also that from our part as speakers, the fundamental is getting speakers to link up much more closely with the government to ensure that there is a strong partnership between the legislative and the executive.